Hi, Joanne. What's on your mind?
Well, I listen to you when I can, and I was listening one time, and you were talking about the bioidentical hormones, and I think someone called in, and maybe I misunderstood, but that there can be, because I'm not taking them, but I would be interested. I'm 81, and I do have a lung problem, too. I have bronchiectasia, but I was wondering, I thought I heard you say that there is some danger after 70 of causing cancer with the bioidentical estrogen?
Only if they're not balanced appropriately, ma'am. There's an anti-carcinogenic estrogen called estriol, and always more of that is put into the prescription, at least always when it's being done according to the way it should be done, than the other estrogen called estradiol. A little estradiol is required, but it's way outnumbered by the estriol, which keeps it anti-carcinogenic. That's kind of important to do, yes. And, by the way, for the lungs, it doesn't really require any reactivation. The only place where reactivation is required, and that's why you'd want to work with a physician who knows what they're doing on this, is its brain effects. And now, those brain effects are all good, but they don't come on very well unless a certain area of the brain is activated with natural substances, no question there. But it works on the lungs without having to be activated. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Do I have time for another quick question?
Really, really quick, ma'am, because we got some folks
waiting.
Oh, okay,
well, this might be too long. I had an episode where it felt like somebody just pushed me over to the side, and I was just seconds, could not focus, et cetera. My daughter made me go to emergency, and they did 100 tests, I swear. And the only thing that they said, they said I was too healthy to be there because I have no cholesterol problems. I have no heart problems. I have, you know, I'm hypothyroid, and that's it. They said that it was syncope, possibly. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing they could come up with. But then I was doing some research, and I read something about vestibular disturbances. And the symptoms that I had fit into the Meniere category.
Sure.
But I'm super healthy. I'm still working 25 hours a week.
Okay, yeah.
I have, you know, energy, all those kinds of things. I'm just really healthy. But, you know, I really would like to see about the bioidentical hormones. And then if you know anything about what I might possibly do or if there is anything you can do, I do have two hearing aids. I've had hearing problems for about 10 years. And
you can hear the end of the program coming here, ma'am. If you work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they can tell you about some things you might do about the vestibular disturbances. Folks, I'm sorry we're at the end of the program. I'll be back with you on November 11th. Thanks to Dr. Sherman, who'll be here on the 21st and 28th.